Kim Ward, and I've been living in Paremoremoe since late August 1999, so coming up 21 years. I worked in the hospitality industry before I moved out here, and not long after we moved in, the Prison Officers Club, which is a building outside of the prison grounds, was being closed down by the Department of Corrections. They approached the local community, and there was a meeting held in I think September of 1999, asking people to support the club as a community venue rather than a prison officers club. Because I had been to the club once or twice in the past, I went along and became a committee member, as did my husband Frank, and I think there were about 10 of us actually. So we formed the Paremoremoe Community Club Charitable Trust. We didn't run it as a bar because it wasn't ever going to be financially viable, but what we did do was use it for community events and functions. So we had a lease on it from the Department of Corrections that ran, I think we did 10 years there actually, maybe a little bit longer. And over the time that we leased it from them, we realised or came to understand what were successful events that didn't take humongous amounts of work. And yeah, just sort of worked our way towards events that got the community together, that didn't require, you know, a whole lot of work to do. And so we did things like meet and greets every now and then, just so that people new to the area could come along and meet others. They were sort of afternoon events, sort of tea and coffee, I think, from memory. We did potluck dinners. They were really successful, actually, so didn't know how they would go, but it meant that everybody brought a dish down to share, so there was lots of pasta and vegetable dishes and, you know, rice dishes and things like that. And man, some people in Parry can cook really well. So that would, you know, we'd have 50 odd people turn up, set the tables and chairs up in the main room of the club, and everybody bring food and a drink and just basically sit and eat and, you know, catch up with everybody else or meet new people. Every year we did the Children's Christmas Party. That was a group of volunteers on the social committee of the trust. And from 1999 until, oh gosh, probably 2017 or so, we had a children's Christmas party at the community club. We had local Graham Robinson was our Santa Claus, great Santa Claus, loved playing the part. And if anybody's ever been roped into playing Santa, you know that you need to have lots of enthusiasm for a job like that. And we would put on children's entertainment, a free sausage sizzle and ice cream for everybody. Every year, very, very popular. Didn't cost any the kids anything. Being on the committee of the club, I started to take people's email addresses, you know, that sort of thing became more and more popular as everybody started to get computers. You could understand back in 99, you know, computers weren't as prevalent, they weren't a household item as much as they are now, but slowly over the years I built up a email database of locals. Every time we had an event, I would just take a pad and a piece of paper and I would get people's email addresses and details and just add them to my database. So the database that I have is now grown to 500 people. Some of them don't live in Parry, or somebody, you know, because they're just outside of Parry. And some of them have left the area but do not want to be unsubscribed from the emails because it keeps them in touch with what's going on. I send out information as and when it comes to hand. So things, all sorts of things, really. When pets have been lost or found, stock that's been lost or found, property. You know, some people find property, other people lose property. Sometimes houses up for rent, or people that have a minor dwelling that they want, you know, that they has become vacated, so they want to rent it out. Sustainable Paremoremoe started as a group of people that came together to sort of, you know, see what they could do environmentally within the area, and kicked checked off pest-free parry. There was quite a bit of stuff that they were involved in doing. I initially wasn't involved in sustainable Parimarimo. I was doing emails and things and being on the charitable trust for the club. But Barb sort of roped me in, and we all sort of ended up being under one umbrella, which was a really good idea, because we all knew what we were doing, and I was able to advertise events that the Sus Parry were holding. It works out here. There's just so much that we do, and within sustainable Parimarimo we've carried on pest-free parry. So one of our guys runs that, and we're able to get free rat traps and bait stations and bait and possum traps for the locals, and give them out for free, which means that these people can sort of bait and trap and catch our pests to keep our bird life safe. We've also got great contacts where we get free trees that can go to landowners, and another one of our volunteers, John, he's been running that for the last couple of years really well, and he's an 80-year-old very active retiree. So that's part and parcel of sustainable Parimarimo. My husband and I have been running the Anzac Dawn service since 2015. Unfortunately, with COVID-19 raising its ugly head this year, we had to cancel, which is the first time that we've had to do that. So it was going to be our sixth year. We run it up at Sanders Community House. There is a flagpole opposite the house on the council grounds, and my husband and I have purchased flags, New Zealand flags, for the flagpole, and also for inside the house. We have Australian flags, Navy, Army flags. And every year since we've started, we've had between sort of 250 and 300 people attend the service. The dawn service kicks off at 6 o'clock. It's done in a really structured way. We have a minister. It's a moving and very well received event that we have every year, and it was a real shame not to be able to do it this year. What else have I been involved with? Oh gosh, Barb Cooper and I started up about 12 neighbourhood watch groups way back in 2010, 2011. It's a sort of quite a disparate area at times. You can't, some of the bigger blocks, acres and 5 acres and 10 acre blocks, you can't actually see your neighbour, so sometimes it's a bit difficult. But there are chunks of Parimarimo that have houses side by side, and those areas have got their own neighbourhood support groups.